from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Homes aren't at risk yet. However, nuisance flooding is to be expected along the Mattagami River. The Timmins Flood Advisory Committee has implemented a flood warning along the river. Mattagami Region Conservation Authority GM David Valier says the ground is still frozen, so rain like the 55 millimeters we got over the weekend runs off instead of soaking in.
The Flood Advisory Committee is meeting on a daily basis, and we will provide updates as they become necessary or applicable. And folks can definitely visit our website and sign up for flood messaging if they so desire.
You can hear a lot more detail on the audio link on MyTimmonsNow.com. Here's a rain-related traffic note. Flooding about 37 kilometers south of Highway 11 has shut down traffic both ways on Highway 655. It's closed from Driftwood all the way to La Forest Road. Check Ontario 511 for the latest. The Cochrane Crunch application to move the NOJHL team to Iroquois Falls has a lot of hurdles to clear. Among several requirements are a business plan and other documents filed with the league, then a 75% vote of support from the other 11 teams. Commissioner Robert Mazuka says the final decision will come from the league board.
We're not reinventing the wheel. It's the same process that the previous owner applied to relocate to Iroquois Falls. I think it was in 2019-20.
Current owner Tom Nicolau has declined an interview opportunity. He and others will be at the Sports and Trade Show in Iroquois Falls this weekend selling tickets. That will gauge community interest. Pack your patience if you're planning a trip and need a passport. Now that public service workers are back after a strike, Service Canada is warning of long lineups. During the work disruption, passports were not being processed unless it was an emergency. Over 80% fewer applications than normal were received during the strike, prompting the warning to expect long lineups, longer wait times for telephone calls, and longer processing times. Just days ahead of Saturday's coronation of King Charles III, Canadians traveling to the UK are being warned to use a higher degree of caution because of possible terrorism. The government advisory says with large crowds expected to gather in London, it's warning Canadians that further attacks in the United Kingdom are likely. It notes that London is a frequent target, but attacks could happen elsewhere. And the incidence of phone scams in Canada is on the rise. Voice security company Hiya says that 6.3% of unwanted calls to Canadians in the first 3 months of the year were fraud. That's up from 5.9% in the final quarter of last year. It's even worse in the U.S. In the first quarter, we got an average of 3 spam calls a month. South of the border, it's 14.5. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.